What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Eddie Mair on LBC.
With O2 Business, who offer more flexibility for your business future.
Every Friday on this programme at 10 to 5, we look back on the previous 7 days in the United States. Here is this week's instalment with Simon Sleep, Who Needs It, Marks.
Eddie, however you look at it, at the end of this still unfolding American week, for Donald Trump, it's over. At least the presidency is over. He may not know it yet, but there is no possibility that he can remain in the White House, even if he chooses to continue toughing it out. This morning here, the numbers all ebbed in Joe Biden's direction, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Nevada, as the last postal votes were being counted from districts heavy with Democrat support. He overtook the president's lead in critical battleground states. And with the television networks now ready to declare Joe Biden president-elect, the tools of the trade tell you what's about to happen. Secret Service protection stepped up for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. A no-fly zone declared over Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. The traditional trappings that accompany the first stirrings of a peaceful transfer of power here. Only one man, so far, is refusing to recognize them.
And we think we will win the election very easily. We think there's going to be a lot of litigation because we have so much evidence, so much proof, and it's going to end up perhaps at the highest court in the land. We'll see. But we think there'll be a lot of litigation because we can't have an election stolen like this. And I tell you, I have been talking about this for many months with all of you. And I've said very strongly that mail-in ballots are going to end up being a disaster. Small elections were a disaster. Small, very easy to handle elections were disastrous. This is a large-scale version, and it's getting worse and worse every day. We're hearing stories that are horror stories, absolute horror stories. And we can't let that happen to the United States of America. It's not a question of who wins, Republican, Democrat, Joe, myself. We can't let that happen to our country.
President Trump in the White House briefing room last night trying to portray himself as the guardian of this election's integrity. But after months of directly attacking this election's integrity, seeking to undermine the public's faith in America's storied democratic traditions, the U.S. television networks finally had had enough. ABC was the first to pull the plug, followed by NBC and CBS. The president ended up getting more time on Iranian state television last night than he secured on America's own broadcast outlets. It was like a pressure gauge finally being released. Years of relentless attacks on the media as the enemy of the people saw the media finally hit back and declare him a bag of hot air. For there was nothing in the president's statement last night, nor in the latest statement from his campaign today, that provided any evidence at all to support his claim that Joe Biden is stealing the election. Sure, you can claim, as the Trump campaign did 90 minutes ago, that in Nevada, for instance, thousands of ballots were illegally cast by mail. But in the absence of a shred of proof, the Trump campaign lawyers must know they've got nothing to present in court, and their cases will continue to be thrown out.
No Republican elected official is going to stand behind that statement. I mean, none of them will.
Former Republican Senator Rick Santorum broke finally with President Trump moments after his appearance in the White House briefing room last night. Once himself the darling of the conservative right here, he declared enough was enough.
They will stand behind elements of that statement. They will stand behind his comment about the polling and how he could make the argument that it was suppression and dishonest. I mean, you can stand behind the lack of transparency when it came to allowing the votes to be counted. There's evidence of that, and he provided some evidence for that. There are certain things they will stand behind in that statement because they reflect the reality. But much of that statement was not factual. and was at times incendiary and not something that President of the United States should say or any elected officials.
And while last night Senator Lindsey Graham, ever the lapdog, pledged to provide the president's legal defense fund with $500,000 to back his fight, and Senator Ted Cruz, possibly under pressure from the White House and the president's sons, also hit the airwaves backing the patriarch, the battle is lost. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a man with close ties to the White House, conceded on ABC a short while ago that not only is there no legal path for the president available, but that he doesn't even believe the Trump campaign adequately prepared for the possibility of seriously challenging the outcome of the race.
If there is evidence, we need to see it. And if there isn't, then we have to stop indicting the system. And that's my issue. It doesn't appear that prior to Election Day, they had someone quarterbacking the legal approach, laying out a plan and having people on the ground to execute that plan. And the reason why folks like me don't have confidence in what's happening right now is because we don't have anybody in charge of the legal process.
Who is running the show?
Listen, I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
His message to President Trump, put up or shut up. Joe Biden's message to his supporters, stay calm. This will all work out. His last public appearance yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware.
Each ballot must be counted. And that's what we're going to see going through now. And that's how it should be. Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world. And we continue to feel, Senator and I, we continue to feel very good about where things stand. We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners.
He continues to keep his powder dry, knowing that his next public appearance will open a new chapter in American history when he formally accepts the mandate that he will argue the American public have bestowed upon him. But his campaign is indicating that if necessary, things will get very ugly. The American people will decide this election, said the head of Joe Biden's rapid response team a short while ago. The U.S. government, he said, is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House. The fear that it could come to that is encouraging some inside the building to urge President Trump to bow to the inevitable. Even at this late stage, take the high road, congratulate Joe Biden, and urge Republicans to unite behind the new president. So far, the president is said not to be convinced, and at this point, we have no idea whether the norms of this process will be honored by him, his family, or his team.
I wish we weren't wearing masks so we could see how exciting it is to come before you today with Joe Biden having the tremendous mandate that he has.
Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives and still officially the most powerful elected Democrat in Washington.
Pretty soon the hyphen will be gone from Vice President to President-elect Joe Biden. It's a happy day for our country because Joe Biden is a unifier. Because he is determined to bring people together, because he respects all points of view. And as he has said, I ran as a Democrat, I'll govern as president for all of the people, whether they voted for me or not.
If she's really smiling behind that face mask of hers, she probably shouldn't be. She and her fellow Democrats have had an awful week, even if they don't fully appreciate that yet. Their much-vaunted landslide evaporated. President Trump won nearly 70 million votes. That's more votes in defeat than Barack Obama ever won in victory. And he did so with the deaths of more than 230,000 Americans on his watch, and numbers this week that showed the country now notching up more than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 every single day. Worse still, the Democrats lost ground in the House of Representatives and must wait until January to see if, best case scenario, they can get the Senate to a 50-50 split. A week ago, they dreamed of a clean sweep in this election. It was going to give them the power to do all the things Joe Biden had promised. Now they're facing a reality in which he'll be neutered the moment he arrives in the Oval Office. Former Vice President Al Gore knows a thing or two about disputed elections, but he insists this is all a celebration of democracy.
The determination of the American people, in spite of the what they were facing, to have the largest turnout in the entire history of our country. They're heroes, and they're redeeming the promise of America.
But the soundtrack for what he calls the promise of America was this week in some parts of the country, demonstrators demanding that the vote counting should be stopped. That spinning noise you hear is Ronald Reagan in his grave, the Republican champion of the 1980s, who used to call American democracy a shining city on the hill. This week, the country is lucky its cities aren't glowing with the fires of violent protests and fury. Donald Trump will leave the White House. It's possible he's known all along that this outcome was inevitable and that this has all been part of a plan to retain long-term relevance in the US by delegitimizing Joe Biden's presidency even before the man from Scranton moves into the Oval Office. When the president resumes private life, it's going to be uncomfortable. He won't enjoy the protection from criminal prosecution that has blanketed him in the presidency, and his own family members may also come into the crosshairs of the feds. But with 70 million votes under his belt, there is no one in this town that believes Donald Trump is about to disappear, shut down his Twitter account, and respect the time-honored tradition that there's only ever one American president. He's a street fighter and will continue inflaming his passionate supporters for years to come.
We call upon angelic reinforcement. We command angels to be released at the command of your word right now. And we push back every...
But one person we'll definitely not be seeing around here for very much longer is the president's personal spiritual advisor, Paula White. She has spent the last week calling on angelic reinforcements to come to the president's aid in a last-ditch bid to subvert the will of the people.
We just declare that you will keep the feet of POTUS in his purpose and his position right now. We stop and we override the will of man for the will of God.
For her and for a host of other Trump loyalists that under normal circumstances would never have been given house room in Washington or even a dinner table reservation in its clubby restaurants, the jig is up. Stick a fork in them. They're done. This presidency, Eddie, is over.
Overturn any will of man for the will of God right now.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.